This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders from around the world on Saturday joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that until a vaccine and treatment is found, no one is safe.
More than ever, we need the World Health Organization, global unity and partnerships, like the one between the European Commission and Global Citizen, to ensure that new COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and people's vaccine are safe, effective, and affordable.
The event includes a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. The U.S. states of Arizona and Florida reported new single-day records Saturday of new coronavirus infections, highlighting the disease spread in several southern and western states. Coronavirus cases are also surging in the state of Texas, prompting that state's Governor Greg Abbott to express regret for having allowed bars to open prematurely. Florida joined Texas in ordering bars to stop serving liquor on Friday night. The U.S. continues to lead the world in the number of confirmed infections with nearly 2.5 million. Brazil follows the United States with almost 1.3 million cases. Russia is third with nearly 627,000. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.